Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another beautiful weekend in the Big D FW area. Kevin Miller here, owner CEO of TexasLending.com, joined by Barry Palmquist, one of our esteemed managers here, and also writing loans for you every day. We're going to be talking about all the things that you enjoy on your weekend. Yes, the first thing you want to hear on a Saturday morning when you wake up is talk about mortgages. And that's what we're going to do for you today. And you can get in touch with us if you want to. You can text us and we'll answer your questions right here on the show. If you don't know what you want to ask yet, just stay tuned. We'll give you some ideas. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That's your text line. And we'll be happy to answer your questions there. The big thing, though, Barry, the big thing that's going on right now that no one really has paid too much attention to because they just don't believe it's true. And everyone that I tell, they say, really? Mortgage rates right now are almost 2% lower than where they were in October of last year.
That's right.
Almost 2% lower than when they were just in last October. Mortgage rates have fallen. And they can't get up right now. So make sure you call and listen. Or you can call our office to talk about this. But we were just talking before the show. Barry, you said that this week you had a person that you quoted a 15-year fixed at what interest rate?
3.125%.
And that's without an origination fee.
Correct.
And you gave him the option to pay, get 2.875 on a 15-year refinance with 1 point. They chose to do it without any points. I'm telling you this, we are quoting right now, we have some of the lowest refinance rates in the state of Texas. You can call anyone you want to, but our rates are just as good or better than 99% of the companies in Texas. You can get 2.875 on a 15-year refinance right now. If you have, let's say, a $200,000 loan, you can even get that rate with 10% equity or 5% equity. You're just going to have a higher APR because you'll have PMI on it. But if you had 20% equity and you didn't have any PMI in that loan, your APR is going to be about 3.22 with a 2.875 15-year fixed refinance. If you bought a home last year and you got it at 5.5%, you can probably drop that rate to 2.875 right now, drop off 14 years off your loan, and your payment won't be much different than it is right now by dropping 14 years off because your rate is nearly, some people are at 5.75%. They're going to drop their rate in half.
Yes, correct.
If you went to 2.875 from 5.75%, you drop your interest rate on your mortgage in half. The amount of interest you would pay would drop in half. You'd be applying that money towards your principal. This is a real deal. This applies also, and Barry, we got to talk about it today. More short-term rates have gone up. The Federal Reserve raised short-term rates.
They did.
That means your short-term loans, your one-year loans, your one-year ARMs, your credit cards, some of these short-term loans like car loans, those rates have gone up in many circumstances. As a matter of fact, I've seen credit cards being quoted at 23, 24, 25%. I'm on the airplane going to Scotland, and they're saying, hey, you can get a 23% credit card with American Airlines, or 20, it goes up to 28% if you don't pay them on time. You can get a cash-out refinance right around 4% right now.
Yes, you can.
You can get a cash-out refinance, home equity loan, around 4%. Some of you are sitting at home saying, I need to get a second lien home equity loan. Those are based on the short-term rates. Those rates are quoted around 6% right now because they're based on prime, when prime right now is at 5.5%. They're based on prime plus, so it might be at 5.5% or 6% or 6.5%. You can refinance your entire mortgage, get a cash-out, get that rate dropped, and we need to talk about this today, and you need to send your text in to us at 877-881-1053. You get your questions in, whether it's good for you to refinance. Maybe you can't document your income. Maybe you have lower credit scores. We can look into it for you, give you an idea what you can qualify for. Maybe you want to buy a home this summer. Rates being almost 2% lower than they were last summer, we're going to start seeing home values start bumping up again because people can start affording more home. You can afford more home this summer with the rates almost 2% lower. On a $240,000 loan, that payment is $400 less per month than last year.
Yeah.
With rates being almost 2%, we're seeing 30-year fix in the 3.5. The 2.875 for the 15 we were just quoting, we see a 30-year right now. If you have an origination fee, it's around 3.5%. That's with an origination point on a 30-year fixed mortgage. And so, Barry, you're seeing it every day. Are people surprised when they're getting quotes?
They are surprised. For example, the one we spoke about here just a few minutes ago, when I quoted his rates to him, he couldn't believe it. He asked me if it was a joke. I said, no, it's not a joke. This is serious.
Well, here's the other thing. When you call other companies, they're quoting 3.5.
They are.
Some people, this person said yesterday, said, yeah, my friend just told me that the 30 years at 4%. I said, sorry, Charlie, our refinance is at 3.5. You know, and our purchase is probably around 3.75. We have some pretty low rates here at TexasLending.com, especially if you're trying to get that loan refinanced and drop your rate. Hey, you want to drop your payment? Why would you want to go to a company who's got the higher refinance rates? You don't got to call the Rocket people. Their refinance rates are probably 0.25% higher than ours. I know they're at least 0.25%, if not 0.5% higher than ours at TexasLending.com. And why can we do it? Because we're family owned. And that family majority is moi here. And I say, you know what? I don't have 150 shareholders or 15 million shareholders that all want to make 35% on their money. We are a family-owned company. We can go out there and pass the savings on to you. Call us at TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600, or you can also text us at 877-881-1053. Barry, people also call you. They have some credit issues. Mm-hmm. They may not have the 740 credit score to get the lowest rate that's quoted out there. Maybe they have what kind of credit score would you say is the credit score, which is the cutoff point between getting really good rates and all of a sudden they just turn for the worse?
Really, 680.
Right around 680.
Most, yeah.
So below 680, we see rates are a little high. I mean,
they're a little higher.
You see gradual increases in rates as your credit score drops below 740. Your best rates are 740 credit score or higher. If you get your credit score at 720, you might have your rate an 8% higher. Mm-hmm. Your credit score goes down to 700, it might be another 8% higher. But once you get it below 680, you can be looking at a 0.5% higher rate in some
easily
instances.
Yeah.
If your score, and the lower it goes, then the higher rate can be. I talked to a friend just yesterday, and he has a VA loan, and they closed on a VA loan, and he came to me and he goes, hey, this other company, you know, I forgot to call you, and he said I'm at 5 1/8. He said they just closed in a VA loan at 5 1/8, and I said, you know what, you could do a streamlined VA refinance. You could do an interest rate reduction loan, and you can call us right now at TexasLending.com, and we can save you a ton of money. If you're a veteran and you're looking for the VA IRL refinance or a streamlined refinance under FHA. Take your time this weekend. You're sitting around with your spouse, or maybe you're sitting around just at home right now, or maybe you're driving around, and you're thinking, man, I really want to go into my boss on Monday and see if I can ask for a $2,000 raise. And so that $2,000 raise is about $170 a month, right?
Yeah.
And then after you pay taxes on that, you might be able to take home about $140 or $140 a month. Well, on a $240,000 mortgage, if you drop that just 1%, 1% savings on a $240,000 mortgage is $200 a month. You just gave yourself a $2,400 a year raise, and that's after tax savings. You're not going to get taxed on that savings. If you save that $200, you'd have to make $250 a month on your job in order to have that kind of savings. So give yourself a raise this weekend. Call us at TexasLending.com right now at 972-387-4600. We're here now. Barry's going to be here after the show answering questions for you if you want to call him.
I will.
Call the office. Call right now. Say, well, hey, have Barry call me back. 972-387-4600. You live up in Salina, correct?
Yeah, actually in Anna now. We sold the house in August.
Did they sell Salina to Oklahoma yet?
No, not yet. They're waiting to annex.
It's close. It's close. You know,
very close.
Once you get above that certain level, you go drive north in DFW. It's like, I think, you know, do you get in-state tuition though if you go to an Oklahoma college? Really?
Yeah, just about.
No, but anyway, you live up there. You come in here to work every day. You've been here how long now? You've been here a while.
Just shy of 3 years.
And so. And you're writing a lot of business. You said some of our loan officers, they locked 10, 15 loans just this week.
Yes.
Because the refinance business is hot. This is the lowest rates that we've seen. This is lower than the rates were before President Trump got elected.
They are.
And so anytime since this latest election, the rates have been higher than they are right now. And this week was the week that they went down lower. All the tariff talk, right? Scaring people.
Oh, yeah.
All the other stuff that's been going on. The market right now the Fed's talking about lowering the short-term rates. But the point is right now your credit cards are at 20% and you might be able to save 80% on the interest you're paying. You're paying 20% on interest on credit cards on food that you bought at Chili's, you know, a year and a half ago. You're still paying interest on that food. And so is your belly. It's paying interest too, right? And so you're sitting there paying 20% on your credit card. And you could drop the interest you're paying on that debt by 80% if you can get that rate down around 4% on a cash-out refinance. And you need to call us at TexasSunny.com to consider this. I was walking this morning. There was someone in our lobby. They were getting ready to close at the title company next to us. And they said, yeah, we're getting a cash-out. We're paying off a bunch of bills. It's going to save us a lot of money long-term. That's what it's all about. If you're sitting at home right now and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to call in a little bit. You can call now. We have loan officers at 972-387-4600. They can answer your questions. You can get your loan started. By Monday, your loan will be in processing. You can scan in your documents to us. You can scan them right in. When you scan them in, they come right into our mortgage software in your name. They're already in process. We have a pretty slick process here. They're closing as fast as 10 days. Some of them close in 2 weeks. Hey, if you got some hair on your loan, it might take a little bit longer. But loans are closing pretty quick here. Probably an average of about 20 days for us to get your refinance done at TexasLending.com. You can get that savings done. Get ready for the 4th of July. Save an extra couple $100 a month. Skip a house payment when you refinance. And set yourself up for the summer. Barry, what are the selling points that people right now are listening to and want? And they say, here's what I want when they're trying to. I know they're trying to save money. Mm-hmm. Most people, are they calling you because they bought last year? Or are you seeing people from 10 years ago? Or are they refinancing whole home equity loans? What are they doing?
What I'm seeing the most of, especially over the last few weeks that the rates have started to drop, is we're seeing clients that have bought within the last 36 months or had refinanced previously and now are either in a position where they need to, like you said, consolidate some debt, get some cash out, do some home improvements. Because the rates were higher, they bought less home or they bought an older home, and now they want to do home improvements. And they're trying to take full advantage of their equity growth and the lower rates.
Well, with the rates as low as they are right now, some people, you bought in the last couple of years, rates were the highest that they've been in the last 10 years. And so last year, they were the highest they've been in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. It was actually the highest they've been since 2002. And that was last year. And now we're back to the all-time lowest rates again. Mm-hmm. We're within 0.25% of the lowest all-time mortgage rates that we've ever seen. And no one understands this or believes this because they heard the Fed had raised rates. They've done that much of a swing. They're up at 5.25%, 5.5%. We were seeing loans at 5.75% and 6% last year.
Yes.
And these rates have dropped almost 2% in just under 6 months. Oh, I'm sorry. It's about 8 months now. It's June already. But since last October, they've dropped from the highest they've been in the last 17 years to the lowest they've ever been.
Yes.
And they might go a little bit lower. We'll see. If the Fed's going to do what they're going to do, we'll see how it all works out. I don't know. There's all kinds of things available right now to mortgage rates. But if you have almost the lowest rates of all time, don't blink. Call 972-387-4600. If you do blink, then just dial before the next blink. 972-387-4600. You can also text us at 877-881-1053. We will answer your questions here. We want to answer your questions about home purchases as well. Make sure you get your question. If I want to buy a home this summer, what are my opportunities? What's my down payment requirement? What's my credit score requirement? What kind of income documentation do I need? Do I have to sell one of my kids to get a house? Maybe you want to sell one of your kids to get a house. Anyway, this is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we start answering your questions. We're getting them right now from we're getting them all. I'm seeing them coming in, so keep them coming. And we'll get to these questions after this break right here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. All right, we are back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller, Barry Palmquist. We work here at TexasLending.com. I work as the CEO. Barry works up wrangling all the loan officers and the refinance team together. And he's also writing loans for you. If you want to talk to Barry after the show, just call the office or text in and or email us and say, hey, I want to have Barry call me. Barry will call you after the show, and he'll sit down and go over your numbers with you. You got mouths to feed, Barry.
I have a lot of mouths to feed.
Yeah, so I have this thing where I start questioning people's sanity once they have over 2.5 kids. Because yeah. 3 could have been, you know, there was a weekend and you accident, you know. But after you have 3, there's no excuse, Barry. How many excuses do you have?
At home still? 4. 5 total.
Yeah. And so are you done?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. I just, you know, because the sanity thing, we should have these. That's a sanity question we should ask when we start, before we interview people, when we interview people for a job. Because if you ask someone if they're insane, they're never going to say yes. It's always up to someone else to determine whether you're insane. That's the crazy part. It's crazy and crazy.
It is crazy. I think my wife and I required an intervention after the last one.
Oh, yeah. Finally. People sat you down a little bit.
They were like, enough's enough.
They did a little presentation on. Well, congratulations on having a big brood at home.
Yes.
We have questions. You have questions. We have answers. We got your texts. They're coming in. We already got nearly a dozen. 877-881-1053. That's your question line, 877-881-1053. If you want to talk to a loan officer now or after the show, we have people here throughout the day at 972-387-4600. Go online and apply now at TexasLending.com. Get the lowest rates you've seen, and you never thought we were going to come back. And here's the first question. If this person wants to know, if they put down $150,000 on a house, mm-hmm. the home's worth $360,000. So their loan's going to be about $210,000, right? Mm-hmm. And so they want to know, will that mitigate a lower credit score for their interest rate? And so they make a good income. Their credit scores are 619 and 650. And so there's a couple things in there. Couple things. First thing I'm going to say is, on a conventional mortgage, if you have some lower credit scores, once you have 40% equity in a house, you can have credit scores all the way down to 640, and you're going to get the best interest rates possible. You're going to get the same interest rate on a 645 score as a 750 score if you have 40% equity in a house. Okay, that's just right across the board for your conventional loan. So we are quoting, you could get a 15-year refinance at 2.875. This person is buying a home. Mm-hmm. And so now, once you're below 640, you might see an 1/8% higher rate, just an 1/8% higher rate. If you're at a 620 score. Now, conventional loans, by definition, go down to about a 620 score. There are circumstances, but they're very hard, difficult, and I've never seen it happen where someone got a conventional loan with a score below 620. Mm-hmm. But it is possible to be approved for that, especially if you're putting a lot of money down. FHA, if you have that kind of money down in FHA, first of all, with that 619 score, you might need to go FHA, okay?
Yes.
You're just below 620, or just do a couple backflips and, you know, do some hula hoops, and you can get that score over 620. And once you're over 620, that money that you're putting down, $150,000 down on a $360,000 home, you will get just as good of an interest rate at a 625 score. Like I said, you're below 640. If you're below 640, you might have an 1/8% higher rate. But you're going to get, with that kind of money down, you're going to get a great rate. Anything to add to that, Barry?
I think their perception of their score is the exact reason why they should be calling us, because so many times people are out there pulling a Vantage scoring model through Credit Karma, or their credit card companies are sending them on their statement what they say their credit score is. And so many times, because it's based on a different model, that they call us and their scores are higher and they easily qualify into a conventional.
Well, here's another thing. We have, through the credit bureaus, a service, and it's called Credit Expert and Credit Analyzer.
Yes.
And that is the name. Those are branded names by the bureaus. We pull your credit. The bureaus say use our credit analyzer tool. It'll show you, the consumer, what you need to do to raise your scores by 20 points. It'll say, pay this credit card down by $100. Mm-hmm. Pay this credit card down by $200, and your scores might increase by 10 to 15 points. You can't get that credit analyzer. We don't charge for it.
No, we don't.
You call us. We run your credit. We do the credit analyzer for free to you. It's not passed along to you. We only charge you for your credit report. We get charges for credit analyzer. We don't pass the charge on to you for that. Call us for your home purchase or your refinance if you're trying to get that done. And before we go to the next question, Barry, one of the things we talked about during the break is a couple of years ago they passed a law in Texas that said if you have an old cash out refinance and it's over a year old, you can now refinance that loan into a regular refinance. There were a lot of home equity cash outs done last year at 5.5% and 6%. You might be able to lower that rate now down to 3 to 3.5% right now on a regular refinance. Rates have dropped 2%. You can refinance it now into a regular refinance. Nowhere else to call in the state of Texas to manage the cash out, the home equity loan, than TexasLending.com.
Absolutely.
We are home equity experts here. We close them fast. We've done them for nearly 20 years. We know how to do them. Other companies are just trying to figure out how to spell cash out refinance in Texas. Okay. All right. Now, we have more questions. Let's get to them. And you know how it goes when you leave your phone here it comes. Here they come. Here's one. Texas Lending paired them with a realtor because they had no one in mind, and that's what we do for you. We get you hooked up with one of our realtor friends. That pairing not only secured their home, but also created a friendship. They want to shout out to Edgar Lewis at Mintier in Grapevine. Really, really great job. They got a house and a friend. Thanks to TexasLending.com. We'll send you the bill for the friend. So this person, we appreciate you. We appreciate Edgar. Edgar's got a couple shout outs. This is the second time someone's texted us. Maybe it's Edgar. Maybe it's Edgar's mom. Hey, you're doing a great job, Edgar. We appreciate you sending in the clients and making sure they're happy. Barry, you work with realtors every day.
I do.
We send out we make sure you get pre-approved for your home loan too. And that's the biggest. I got to tell you, the biggest mistake that you guys are making out there is people will go out. The biggest mistake people do is they don't get pre-approved for a home loan, or this one person. Just this week, they gave us all this information about their assets mm-hmm. and their income, and it was all false. Their pre-approval that they wanted from us was based on false information. And so that's why we want to document your income, because there are realtors involved. There are sellers involved. There are dreams involved. There are dogs involved that need to have a backyard, right? And so they don't want to go to the dog park anymore. They just want to, you know, in their backyard, have their little spot. So the point is, there are a lot of people involved, animals involved, and if you come in and you're not going to get pre-approved, it's kind of selfish.
It is. Honesty is the best policy.
Yeah, I mean, but, well, you might think, oh, well, I'm going to get this down payment. I don't have it yet, so give me an approval. Bad. Bad for everyone involved. Make sure you have your stuff fully ready to go. You can always wait. You haven't had a home. If you're buying your first home, you haven't had a home for 25, 30 years, right? Maybe it's your first time buying. Maybe you're 50 buying your first home. You want to get in that home for life. And you know what? You might have to wait another 3 weeks to get your documentation together. Get your stuff together. We'll get you pre-approved. We'll get you with one of our friends like Edgar Lewis. You can go out there and go searching for a home. All right. I closed in December. This is the next question. 2018. They closed last year. Their loan is $215,000, and they're at 4.5%. The home is at $380,000. This is almost the same situation just a minute ago. The person's going to put down $150,000 on $360,000. This person has $165,000 equity on $380,000. Their credit score is 700. Are they eligible for a cash-out refi, and is there any early payoff penalties? Mortgages these days do not have early payoff penalties. FHA loans, VA loans, conventional loans do not have prepayment penalties. So they can go and refinance on that home right now. They may be able to get cash out depending on it, some of it's going to depend on what that home was worth when they bought it. Was it $380 when they bought it, or is it worth $380 now? It's been less than a year. It's only been 6 months. And so let's say you bought that home at $300 And now 6 months later, you're going to say it's worth 380. I want cash out. There's going to be some red flags that are going to pop up on the old screen when we type that into the Fannie Mae approval system. Okay, so we got to take a look at your loan. We don't know everything about it. There is a possibility you can get this done right now, but we need to know more. And if you're at 4.5 right now and you don't get cash out, you could also refinance that thing and probably save 1% on your mortgage right now.
Absolutely.
Even with a 700 score, you might be able to get that rate in the upper threes. Or mid threes at 3.5 on a 30-year. Look at a 20-year even. You can save a bunch of money right now. Even if you bought it in December, look at this person. They're at 4.5. They might be able to save 1% on a mortgage on a refi. Next question. This is for you. Their father is looking for a $180,000 house today.
Okay.
He's a veteran. Can he keep his current house, which is paid off, and still get a VA loan?
If he doesn't have any current mortgage held by VA, he can absolutely use his VA benefit and buy a new home.
As long as it's for a primary residence.
As long as it's for a primary residence, absolutely.
So if you can't buy a second home or an investment property with your VA loan, and I don't suggest you go lying about it because it's not necessary. There's some really good loans out there, and conventionally, just if you want to go out and buy a home for a primary residence, if he's got a paid-off home that he's going to start renting out, he can go buy a home under VA, and he can do that today. And so it's a great opportunity for your father. Hopefully he calls TexasLending.com. We have great VA rates here. We take care of our veterans. All my siblings are veterans. And I know, Barry, you're a big supporter of veterans as well.
Yeah, I come from a military family, absolutely.
877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Call Texas Lending. Well, you can text at 877-881-1053. You can call our office. Loan officers are here. Barry will call you after the show. Barry Palmquist, make sure you ask for that when you call in. Have the receptionist send you to his voicemail. So his getting up at 6 in the morning to drive all the way from southern Oklahoma is worth it. Call us. Call us now or go online to TexasLending.com. Saving these great interest rates we've been talking about this morning. If you're just tuning in, we have some of the lowest rates in the state of Texas, and mortgage rates have dropped nearly 2% since last October in the mortgage market. They're continuing to drop. Call us. Get ready for your 4th of July summer. Get ready for a great time. Save money. Stick the money in your pocket. Put that equity back in your pocket. And stop paying interest to the bank. Call us at 972-387-4600. We're taking a break. Get your questions, and now we'll answer them after the break on TexasLending.com, Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. Or you need a roofer. If you're looking through your ceiling, make sure you call TexasLending.com. Get that cash out refinance. Get that home fixed up. Hey, we have a lot of questions coming in. You can get your question at 877-881-1053. This is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show every Saturday from 8 to 9 here on The Fan. We enjoy sharing with you your money savings, especially when you wake up on Saturday, get to hear that the mortgage rates are within 0.25% of their all-time lows, with just 8 months after they're at their all-time highs from the last 20 years. Make sure you call TexasLending.com, where we're going to help you out with these home loans. So, Barry, we have questions, and we have answers.
We do.
That's why I got Barry here today, because he's got all the answers. Here's the next one. Is the interest rate for a refinance on an investment property higher than a property for a primary home? And if so, is there a reason? And how do you get around it?
Well, yes, the interest rate on an investment property can be higher than your standard primary residence. There are some risk-based factors that go into that, and they do also limit the maximum loan-to-value that you can borrow against an investment property. But it really just comes down to risk, and that's why those rates are a little bit higher. There are some tiers there for not being a primary residence.
So why are rates higher? And I can answer some of that for you. Here in the state of Texas, well, not just in the state of Texas, anywhere in the country, people generally take care of their primary residence more than they take care of investment properties. Investment properties, if the renter doesn't pay you for the mortgage, they don't pay the rent, then you might not be able to make the mortgage payment. And if you don't make the mortgage payment, the bank's going to come take the house, all right? But it's not your primary house. So if you're having trouble making payments, the first one you're not going to pay is your investment property. Investment properties come with inherent risk. That's why they have higher down payment requirements. They have higher fraud on them. They also have a higher risk of default. This is why the rates are higher than them. The higher rate of return offsets the losses that Fannie Mae and lenders make when have on the loans from these other issues that come up. That's a similar reason why cash out loans have a higher rate. There's a higher legal impact, a regulatory impact to investors that they have to hold themselves to. And so that's why rates on cash outs and home equity loans have higher rates than regular refinances. How can you mitigate this? A larger down payment can get you a better rate on an investment property. Not many people know that if they put a larger down payment on an investment property that they can get a lower rate. So non-owner-occupied properties. If you have a non-owner-occupied property, investment property, and you put 20% down versus you can get in now at 30% down. If you get 30% down versus 20% down, you might see your rate 0.5% lower on an investment property.
Yes.
It's not worth it to go out. A lot of people try to work their way around this and pretend like the investment property is going to be their primary residence. Don't do it. It's a few extra dollars. Just charge more for the rent. People are getting good rents these days. And so, go out there and do it right. If you're running a business, you want to make sure you're doing it the right way. Call TexasLending.com, though. We're happy to answer your questions about investment properties and your investment property purchases or refinances here at TexasLending.com. 972-387-4600. Now we need to get back to our other questions, and you guys are pouring them in. All right. Here's one. It says, you may remember my past text once I asked the question, can my wife refinance her home? $60,000 by herself, even though the ex-husband is on the current loan, but was legally removed and is out of the country. Legally, he cannot return. Ooh, there's always a way to return. I'm paying the mortgage at 9%. She bought the home in 2004. So there's 15 years left in this thing. They're at 9%. The current husband is off the loan. If he's been legally removed, then there might be a way to do this. And I think that what I had mentioned before is probably call yourself a title company. One of your best contacts for that is a title attorney, and you might want to call Prima Title and James Fleck. He'll be happy to answer your questions for you at 972-740-9875. 972-740-9875. That's how you get in touch with a title attorney who can tell you how to make sure that that person can be removed from the title and get the refinance done. He'll want to look into the whole thing for you. All right. Next, Barry. Can I put a home in a trust for my kids if I'm still paying on the home? So can you put the home in a trust? Well, I'm not a title attorney. I would say the same thing. Call James Fleck. Barry, anything there?
Well, you can place a home into a revocable trust at any time for your family, but there are obviously some legal implications that follow along with that.
And you'll want to talk to an attorney.
You should always want to consult an attorney regarding that, absolutely. Yeah.
You can talk to trust attorneys. Title attorney is going to be better for you on that. And so we do see people who try to refinance a home that's in a trust. We've seen those kind of things. People try to get cash out in a trust. They try to buy a home and have the trust buy the home. These things have all kinds of – they make loan officers' heads hurt because loan officers are not attorneys, and they don't have anything to do with your trust other than trying to earn your trust. And so some of the times these things can make a loan officer's head hurt. But, again, a title attorney, call any title company, ask for their title attorney, ask them how to do that in a proper way so that you make sure you're not violating anything with your current lender, with the current title, and everything's in good standing there. All right, ready? I'm a first-time home buyer. 700 credit score. My wife and I want to buy land near her parents and build a larger barn dominium. Would we be able to get a barn dominium construction loan or something like that? And what type of down payment do we need? All right, Barry, I'm throwing this in your corner.
Of course you are.
You live in barnland.
Yeah, I do. Well, you know, unfortunately for us, we don't have any programs right now that facilitate barn dominiums themselves. We can do metal homes if there are other metal homes in the area, but true barn dominiums we don't have.
Okay, so it's like a condominium that looks like a barn. All right, that's for everyone that's driving around out there, and you all know friends that have one, so don't act like you don't know what we're talking about. So make sure you call TexasLending.com if you want to have us look into what you can get, whether you want to get a condominium or a townhouse. That we do have homes with metal roofs on them. We do have people who have a home, and then they have a barn dominium, which is also on the property. Mm-hmm. And it you know, these things that come up, sometimes you don't give value to the barndominium that's the secondary home on the property because we can't find any other homes in the neighborhood that also have a barndominium.
Comparable.
Yes. If you were going to get something like that, though, I would do this. You can call some of these banks that are around here, okay? I would say First Bank out of Wichita. They might look into that for you. These banks can do special loans, you know, like that, because if you're going to put a certain amount of money down on that property, they need to lend money in their surrounding area, in their regional area. There are requirements to do that, and they want to find opportunities to help you do that. That might be your best option. As an institutional investor like TexasLending.com, that barndominium is going to be a little more difficult, okay?
It is.
And so, all right. I do say we got them, the barndominiums. We're going to have to put that on the shelf for a minute. All right. What's necessary for self-employed people buying a house?
Well, the most important piece for self-employed people is usually have your tax returns up to date or as close as possible. 2 years tax returns is key to kind of maximize your approvability as far as income and maximizing how much house you can buy.
Now, some of you want to buy a home out there and you're self-employed. I'm self-employed, okay? And sometimes it's weird how taxes come together when you're running a business. There's certain write-offs. There's certain things that, you know, it's hard to always show, even though you're making money, sometimes it doesn't show that way on paper, you know?
It's true.
And so I'm talking about self-employed people.
Absolutely.
All right? And I can tell you, over 20 years running a mortgage company, not every year does a mortgage company make money, okay? There are some interesting times in the mortgage world sometimes. But I can tell you this. There are income documentation loans now where you can use bank statements. And so if your tax returns aren't showing a profit and you own a business, we can show money being deposited into your personal bank account over the last 12 months to 2 years. We'll take your average deposits that go into your bank account over 2 years. The longer period you have, 2 years, you get a better rate than if you did only have 1 year. You can get a home. You can get into a home for as little as 10% down if you have income documentation with bank statements. Most of you, it's going to be 20% or 30% down if you're using just bank statements for documentation for buying a home. This is our step-up program at TexasLending.com. Buying, refinancing, getting cash out with credit scores below 620, even if you have a 580 score and you're self-employed, and we can document that income through bank statements, you may be able to get yourself into a home.
And we can use business bank statements as well.
Yes, your business has deposits going into them. We can see that your money, your profit, your cash is going into your business. We have opportunities here for you, self-employed people. Call TexasLending.com today. We have more questions we're going to get to right after the break, but we got to take one more break. And then get those questions in now so we can answer them before you get your Saturday started. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Call TexasLending.com now. Call us after the show. Go online. You can do it from your phone. It's a real quick app. You can get some communication numbers, emails for us. We'll get back in touch with you. We'll get your loan started. Let's get it done before the week starts. TexasLending.com or 972-387-4600. Coming back for more on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller, owner, CEO of TexasLending.com. We've been doing business in this town for over 20 years. Incorporated 18 years ago. It's hard to believe that much time has gone by. We've been doing the radio show here since 2001. We've been on The Fan for about 5 years now. Happy to share with you all the things you need to know getting into your weekend. Hopefully having a cup of nice, cool, hopefully it's a cool drink. It's going to be a hot weekend. Make sure you stay cool this weekend. Okay, the next question, Barry.
Yes, sir.
How much money does it cost to get pre-verified for a VA loan?
It doesn't cost anything, just a little bit of your time.
We don't charge anything per VA. You don't have to pay any money to get ready for a mortgage. Okay? It's a free qualification. You run your credit. We get you pre-qualified. We run it through the system. You're fully ready to go. You go out there. We get you with our realtor friends. You get a contract. Once you get a contract, you pay for an appraisal. You know, that's what you're going to be paying out of pocket for with us is an appraisal after you get a contract to buy a home. But you have to agree to buy a home with someone first. All that stuff leading up to it is loan officers putting a lot of hard work getting you pre-approved and helping you get qualified. So free qualifications. Call us for your VA qualification. We have great VA rates for veterans here at TexasLending.com. More questions. Here they come. This person says they spoke with Gary here at TexasLending.com in March. and about refinances, but the rates weren't low enough. Well, rates have dropped nearly 0.5% since March, folks. And so he wants to get back in touch with Gary. Call our office, 972-387-4600. Ask for Gary, and Gary will get in touch with you. 972-387-4600. Ask for Gary Alexander. He'll call you back. All right. Does a seller's market mean your house will be worth more for a refinance? A seller's market would typically mean that
values are up.
That yes, that the values are up. There's less homes for sale. That means the seller can charge you more, and so there is opportunities for your home might go up in value if people are willing to pay more for homes. Mm-hmm. If builders start raising the price of their homes, if people start, for example, you list your house for $200, there's 20 bids on it, and some person offers to buy it in cash for $210. Well, the home goes on the MLS and is sold for $210. That starts raising values of homes in your neighborhood. These are the kind of the things that happen in the seller's market, that home values do start rising. With rates as low as they are right now, listen, the rates don't need to go any lower. They're already at their all-time lows, okay? There are maybe four summers in the last 70 years where rates were as low as they are right now, and summer has not even started yet. And so if you can't get a great deal on a home right now, with rates have dropped 2% since last October, then I don't know what you're waiting for, because there's Dallas and people are moving here, and you need to get yourself locked in at one of these low rates. Call us at 972-387-4600. All right. This person wants to have Barry call him at lunchtime. Samuel Rivera. Call Sam. All right, Barry. So we're reading your text as they're coming in here. Hi, Texas Sunning. I only owe $50,000 on an FHA loan at 4.75%. They have over $100,000 in equity. Retired last year. Should we just continue and pay this thing off? Well, you can pay it off if you want to at 4.75%. You know, that loan size of $50,000, you know, you have to save 2% on the interest rate.
Yeah.
To be able to save $100 a month. Well, you won't even save that. On $50,000, you're going to need to save 2.5% on your interest rate just to save $100 a month in your payment. If you're plugging away a lot on that mortgage, you can get it taken care of. They're at 4.75. Even if they refinanced it to 3.5, you know, it's not going to save them much money. If you're trying to get cash out, you can always get a home equity loan. Maybe make an investment somewhere else if you want to. Call us if you're looking for that cash out loan. We can look into it for you. Call Barry after the show, 972-387-4600. They want to know if we can have someone like Edgar on our show. They want to know if we can have some realtors. Yes, we'll have realtors. We had an appraiser last weekend. We've had title companies on here before. We will get some realtors here on the show. So keep on listening. We'll get some realtor friends on here. This person wants to build a home. What loans are better than others for this? They want to build a home. What kind of different? There are some different kinds of those one-time closes where you can get one. You can buy the land, get the construction, and one loan at one time. You can also just buy the land, then get a construction loan, then get a final loan. There are different ways to do this. Give us a call. We'll see what you're looking to do. We'll get you right pointed in the right direction. If we don't do the loan, we'll tell you, hey, call these guys. They'll help you out. 972-387-4600. Okay, let me see if there's anything else out here. First-time homebuyer, excellent credit. They got 5.375. What's the wait time to refinance? There is no wait time. Don't wait. Call us now at TexasLending.com. If you're at 5.375, you need to call us right now. Barry, what would you tell them if they bought a home at 5.375?
I would tell them if they bought a home at 5.375, they should absolutely be on the phone with us right now, because as we've been saying this whole time, rates are at an all-time low. Take advantage of it. Drop your percentage a point or more.
You quoted someone on a $200,000 loan. You quoted them 3.125 without any points. And that's
correct.
A 15-year mortgage. You're at 5.375. If you're in that situation, you call TexasLending.com right now. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Collect it after the refinance, you know, and do it now. Call TexasLending.com. Go online to TexasLending.com. Tell your friends this weekend that rates have dropped nearly 2% since October. If you have friends who want to save money, do it now. We got to get out of here. We're out of time. It went fast. We enjoyed it. Barry, thanks for being on the show. We'll have some realtors for you soon. We'll see you next week in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.